One of the characteristics in the Seder HaTfilah for a Tanit Sibur is that there's Kriyat HaTorah both at Shachrit and at Mincha. And then also at Mincha, the Minhag of the Ashkenazim is that we read a Haftarah as well, from Yeshayahu, Dirshu Hashem B'himatzo'or, Kara'uhu B'yotor Karov. So the source for this Haftarah is actually not in the Gemara, but it appears in Masechet Sofrim. And the Rishonim in Masechet Megillah bring this, and other Rishonim as well. And they say they're different minhagim. Some places have the minhag to say the Haftarah at Mincha. Other places don't have such a minhag. The Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel of Hilchot Tefillah brings down all the leinings for the various occasions throughout the year, and the special Haftarot as well. It makes no mention of a Haftarah at Mincha on the Tanit Sibur. So therefore we can assume that there's not going to be any Haftarah according to the Rambam, apart from on Tisha B'Av Shachrit, where he says that we do have Haftarah. So the Minhag of the Sfardim generally is not to have the Haftarah in the afternoon. Minhag of the Ashkenazim is. Rav Moshe Sternbach in a tshuva, in Tshuva V'Anagot Chelek Aleph, he says that you shouldn't say a Haftarah unless there are 10 Ashkenazim present in shul. If you've got a mixed minion, some Ashkenazim and some Sfardim, even if it's 9 Ashkenazim and 1 Sfardi, seeing as not everybody in the Tzibur is Chayev in Haftarah, then you can't lane the Haftarah. He also discusses the question, what if the only person who knows how to lane a Haftarah is Sfardi? And so you've got a minion of Ashkenazim, but you're calling up a Sfardi to read the Haftarah. Is he allowed to say the Brachot or not? His conclusion is that it would be better, if possible, to call up an Ashkenazi. But if you can't, so you can call up a Sfardi and he can say the Brachot. Why? Because even though he's got no chiyuv in the Brachot, it's legitimate for Ashkenazim to say the Brachot. The Sfardi would agree that Ashkenazim should say the Haftarah. At least this is what Rav Moshe Sternbach, as an Ashkenazi, says, that the Sfardi would agree that an Ashkenazi should say the Haftarah. And therefore, seeing as he's generally part of the din of Arvut, that he's got a mitzvah responsibility to his brethren with the mitzvah of Haftarah. So even though he's got no particular chiyuv in this Haftarah, he's got a chiyuv in Haftarot in general, and therefore he can say the Brachot on behalf of the congregation. Another point is raised in the context of the Haftarah at Minchon Yom Kippur by Rav Soloveitchik, who points out the Gemara in Masechet Megillah discusses with regard to Kriyat HaTorah, when you've got a maftir, is the maftir ole leminyan shiva or not? Meaning on Shabbat, where you've got to call up 7 people, that 7 plus the maftir, or 7 including the maftir. Or on Yom Tov, when you call up 5 people, and there's a Haftarah, is it 5 people plus the maftir, or 5 people including the maftir? So this is actually a machloket in the Rishonim. Lemaisa, we paskin, lechatchila, we call up 7 plus the maftir. In rare instances, we don't do that. If there's a problem with the Sefer Torah or something like that, it's found in Shvi'i, so then we count the Shvi'i as the maftir as well. But essentially, we in practice, we say maftir eila eino ole leminyan akruim. So you have to call up however many you've got to call up statue 3, and then another one for the maftir. In which case, why is it on the Tanit Sibur at Mincha, we call up 3 people and the third person is the maftir? Why don't we call up 3 people plus the maftir? So Rav Soloveitchik's answer is that at Mincha on a Tanit Sibur, the Ikar Kriya is the Haftarah. That's really why we're laning, so that we should hear the words of the Navi. This is based on the Gemara in Masechet Tanit that says, you know, the first half of the day, people would spend, you know, correcting their ways, and then the second half of the day they spend in tefillah and Kriyat HaTorah and Kriyat HaNaviim. So the main point of the Kriyat HaTorah in the afternoon is to enable us to have the Haftarah from the Navi, who, as the Aruch HaShulchan says, issues words of rebuke for us to listen to. However, we can't have a Kriyat Haftarah without reading from the Torah first. We never lay a Haftarah without laying from the Chumash, from the Torah first. Therefore, you have to have the laying. But it's not there's a statutory requirement to call up three people. It's just you can never call up less than three people. Therefore, you call up three people. And the third one is the Mafteh. And he says, as he explains the view of the Tanakhama in Masechet Megillah, there's the Machloket. How many people do you call up on a Tanit Sibur, whether it's one or whether it's three? He says, how could you suggest calling up one person? You never call up only one person. So he says, it might be only one person because we're actually not so interested in the Kriya HaTorah. The Ikka is the Kriya of the Haftarah. We should all listen carefully to it and take the words of the Navi to heart. Ad Kan.